Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian Garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, some folks think you are nuts. Now, why is that?
Well,
I'm laughing because they say the same thing about me, so yeah, we have that in common.
I can do my turkey gobble. There you go. Got it in there. No, I think some people think I'm a little strange or nuts because there's actually a lot of good reasons to think that, I guess. But one of the things in the God world is God has been working some really wonderful miracles in our lives. And I promised him long ago that if he worked miracles in the lives of my wife, Sherry, and worked it with me or our daughter, Dinah Shea, I would witness his miracles. And some of these miracles have been amazing, off the wall, off the chart kind of miracles. And when I tell these stories, some of the people think we are nuts. And the others are say, is that true? I want to know if God's really doing that. And so that's why. So I have some people that think we're a little crazy, but that's okay because I just want to please Jesus and I want his miracles. And I don't care what people say. I'm just trying to please him. So that's why I think we're a little
same way. I've been telling people about the cross now for a long time, but you know what? Now I just say, you know what? Don't believe me.
Go see.
Let's just come on up to it, and then you tell me what you feel. If you don't feel anything, fine.
That's right. That's exactly
but,
right.
But they believe it when they feel it, right?
Amen.
All right. Well, you've got your special friend back again this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, again, he's my miracle of the week here. We've invited Jim Beard back. Jim and Darlene Beard have been just incredible good friends since 1971 when we met in College Station, Texas through archery. And Jim has been a real spiritual mentor in my life. He's a genuine prophet.
Some real
people,
deal.
Yeah, he's a real deal. People don't. Some people don't believe that exists, but let me tell you what, it does. And again, the proof's in the pudding. And Jesus said that there would still be prophets in the latter days, and Jim has spoken great things into our life and the lives of thousands of others, and we have the stories to prove that he hears the Lord, and we're just proud to have him here to do this radio show with us.
Well, Jim, we talked last time about your helping Max being aware that God still speaks to us.
Yes, and I've been more thankful all the time that God used me in that way.
So by 1976, he learned that God is still speaking to us and doing miracles.
Yes, that was on the bear hunt, and I think we talked about that. And very, very special. And the thing that I've learned about Max is anything that you share with Max that God is doing in your life or is doing in someone else's life, Max immediately turns to God and says, God, I want that. I want you to do that in my life. And most of us don't do that. Most of us have a fear, and we say, well, gee, God, you know, I'll take this part, but I don't want that part. And Max isn't that way. Max has always said, God, if you've got it, I want it. And I think that's one of the reasons that God has been able to use him in such a great way.
Was Max doing Christian bronzes at the time?
Max was not doing Christian bronzes. Max was a wildlife artist. Kind of came out of our bow hunting background, and we loved animals, and he started doing wildlife art. And then for his wife, Sherry, God gave Max a vision of a Christian butterfly, and it's the Christian fish is in the middle of a butterfly with the butterfly wings. And it's interesting that that came for his wife, for Sherry. But then Sherry encouraged him to go on and do sales of that. And they started doing selling those butterflies.
And the October of 1986 was when I
October, Max is better on dates than I am, but October 1996, and they were selling those. And Max was putting a witness in every one of those. And if Max had never done anything else for the Lord, he probably witnessed to more people than most of us ever will, just in those witnesses from the butterfly.
Yeah, a little testimony card that went in the gift box with every butterfly, because I promised God, since he gave me the idea in answer to a prayer for Sherry, that I would always witness that he gave me that idea. So literally tens of thousands of little testimonies and witness for Jesus was in those boxes that, by the grace of God, a lot of people got to read.
Jim, when do you think the vision of the garden was in the greatest danger?
It's interesting because it's before he ever had a vision of the garden. In 1986, God came to Max. Max had learned to hear from God. Max was hearing from God. God came to Max in a very difficult time, because you'll remember that 1985, 1986 was a bad time in the economy. A lot of his wildlife artists had, or his wildlife collectors, had dropped out, and it was a tough time. And God came to him in April of 1996 and said,
"Yeah, 1986, April.
Thank you." Mm-hmm. And said, "Max, I want you to do a bronze of Jesus washing Peter's feet." And God was trying to take Max out of the desperate situation he was in, and transition for all of us is difficult. And Max said, "God, I'm going to do that, but I'm not going to do it right now. I'm busy. We're starving to death. Things are really tough." And God was trying to change that for him, but at that time Max was not ready to receive it.
When do you realize that the family was in real serious trouble?
Max had not called me, which surprised me a little. But there's some pride. Max had been very successful as a wildlife artist, and all of a sudden, that's bad. Everything starts falling apart. And when something starts falling apart, everything starts falling apart. It puts stress on finances. It puts stress on family.
There's a domino effect.
There is. and we've all been there. And for some of us, it's worse than others. But you know, it was tough everywhere. And so Max had not called. And in probably February of 1987, so this is a year in, Max had been disobedient, and he is happy to use that word. He'd been disobedient to the word of the Lord for a year at this stage. And in desperation, you know, you would think Max might have called me because I was a pretty decent friend and been around a long time with him and a mentor, but he didn't. And Sherry fell down on her knees in desperation and said, "Lord, if you are real, I need you to show up in flesh and blood." And the Lord spoke to me 200 miles away in Bryan and said, "You need to go to Kerrville."
Tell us, take a few minutes now and tell us about that time in 1987.
I called Max a couple days later. I had to let the Holy Spirit clear my schedule. I was in the moving business, and it wasn't a busy time of year, but I did have a job coming up that I had to be on. And by Monday, that word had come to me on Sunday. By Monday, the Lord had cleared my schedule. And so I called Max. I hadn't talked to Max in probably 6 or 8 months. It was unusual, but he hadn't called me during this time. It may have been a year. And I called Max, and he answered the phone and sounded pretty desperate, and which Max doesn't usually sound desperate and didn't sound desperate then usually, but he did that time. And I just said, "Max, I need to come out." And I said, "I think I'm supposed to come out."
Yeah, and I said, "How quick can you get here?"
And Max immediately said, "Yeah, how soon can you be here?" And I said, "I think I can come tomorrow. I thought I would come after lunch. I was going to be praying with a friend that had cancer in San Antonio. I said, I think I can come after lunch, and I'll stay a little while." And Max responded and said, "You need to spend the night."
Yeah, and you need to get here as fast as possible. Drive all night if you have to.
And stay as long as you can.
Stay as long as you can.
Because we got problems. We're under attack in our family.
And they were under serious attack. And so I did come out. And was just, you know, God was just using me as a friend. And, you know, one of those things that Max used to talk about that you go and you've got kind of an empty toolkit, and God gives you the tools as you work along. And so I was just obedient to come, not because I had what they needed, but just because I needed to be here. And we worked through some things, and God blessed the time together and blessed the time of me sleeping on the little couch in the old mobile home that the bank was about to take away.
Yeah, and you hugged Sherry, too. That was one of the big things.
And that was, yes, on the way out.
Emotioning for Sherry to come up. You're mentioning Sherry. Let's have Sherry chime in on some of this, too.
Well, what makes that so important is at my lowest point, I just collapsed and just said, "God, I need a hug. I just need a hug right now. Could you please give me a hug?" And then Jim called up and came and gave me a hug. So that's the significance of
God answers prayers.
That's right.
God told me on the way out, actually, God said, "You need to just hold her for me." And so when I got there and when she and I first got together, I just took her in my arms, and as she said when we got together today, I haven't gotten any shorter. I'm a little large, and I just took her in my arms and held her.
Well, you wanted to – is that your story about Sherry? Why don't you share a little more about that?
And I will add that God had me come back out about every 2 weeks, and every time the Holy Spirit cleared my schedule, and every time I came because the Holy Spirit was bringing me. The thing that is so special with Sherry, there's just so much that's special about Sherry, but a quick story. In 1980, Max's grandmother was in the hospital and was about to die. Organs had shut down. The family had bought a dress to bury her in, and Sherry was there, was out in the car reading from Romans, and the Lord spoke to her in some way, strongly enough to say that he was going to heal the grandmother. Sherry runs back into the hospital, tells the family that that God is going to heal the grandmother, that the grandmother's going to be fine. Well, the grandmother's in a coma with organs shutting down, about to die. And Sherry goes into the room where the grandmother is with one of Max's cousins and his wife. They hold hands, pray over the grandmother. As soon as they pray, she opens her eyes. The grandmother gets well
and pops up.
Yeah, I forgot how much response she pops up. Got well, lived another 10 years. The bottom line of that is when God was going to take Max, the places that Max has had to go for God from 1980 till now and in the future, God knew he was going to need someone with him, a lady with him, that had that kind of huge faith, and it has made a huge difference in his life.
Well, Jim Beard, we appreciate you sharing with us, and we want to invite you to come back another time because we still have a lot of stuff to talk to you. Can you do that?
I can make it again. Thank you so much.
All right, real quickly, Max, we got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, let me just say that, you know, the bottom line is that things are really bad for Sherry and I. Family, health, finances, everything coming down. We were losing everything. And I was too prideful to ask my friend Jim Beard to admit how bad things had got. And God, in response to Sherry's prayer, calls Jim Beard. And like the Calvary, he shows up and starts the change by giving Sherry a hug. And because of his intervention and coming when God sent him, our whole lives were changed and saved.
Here's Sherry Greiner with this week's Vistra's Comments.
Hi. I will start off right away today because we have so many comments to cover, and I don't want to leave anybody out. This one is from James, and that's all he wrote. He said, I thank God for today. It was a blessing. I thank Blair, meaning Blair Guidry, the tour guide chaplain. He was a gift from God. Thank you. The next one is from Reverend Ryan Barnett, First Methodist Church in Kerrville. He says, I am so grateful for your ministry on the Hill. I am looking forward to know you more over the years. Keep up the great kingdom work. And this next one is from Keith Cameron, Happy Trails. Donna and I decided to get up early and visit the park. The garden is a solemn place, well thought out and designed. Near the start of the walkway is a statue of Jesus, the Fisher of Men. It is life-size and in detail. Heathen though I am, I was moved by it. I have to admit, I was moved by our visit to the garden. It is a place for contemplation, a place for hope, a place for inspiration. The views from atop the hill are also impressive. All in all, it is a wonderful location for such a moving garden. Keith Cameron. I really got a chuckle out of that one. I enjoyed that one. Okay, the next one is from Jessica Paredes in Sonora, Texas. I am a 16-year teller at a bank and trust in Sonora, Texas. This donation is from our Pay It Forward organization project. The empty cross is beautiful. I can feel God's presence in my heart and on my face. The bank and trust is honored to leave a small donation. God is good. This is an awesome opportunity to pay it forward. God bless. Jessica Paredes.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this.
Hi,
Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Y.O. Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Y.O. Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, yoranchhotel.com, that's yoranch.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really?
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.